At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
We're back here on a special edition of Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Derek Carr's retirement came around 9:15 this morning from both the Saints. Ian Rappaport reported it first, and then Derek addressed it, I think, maybe about a half an hour, 45 minutes later, that he was retiring from the NFL, decided not to go through the surgery. We've had texters ask about the ramifications salary cap-wise, so I'll go through that again. Derek Carr does get to keep the $10 million signing bonus, which was accrued to him once they came up with a new deal and kind of went to the bank of Derek Carr so they could have some money to deal in free agency. The dead cap money hit for 2025 for the Saints, and this is coming from SpotTrack, who does a just fantastic job covering this, is $14.462 million. That's dead cap money space on the contract, but it does free up quite a bit of money now for the Saints. What they do with that money? Do they try to re-sign some of the younger players, go out into the free agent market, keep some of that to pay off what's going to be a dead cap hit in 2026 of $35.67 million. So even though he's retired, we've had a lot of people say, well, he's retired, it shouldn't be on the books. No, you got to be able to do it there. I think Charlie's telling me Kellen Moore is at the podium. We're going to go to him now here on WWL.
Yeah, obviously, you know, as we've gone through this whole offseason, you know, Derek's had to go through a lot just as you go through this process. And, obviously making the decision ultimately to retire from the National Football League after an 11-year career. I mean, first of all, you respect and appreciate so much that Derek's done in this league, and for the way he's done it, the on-the-field performance, the off-the-field person that he's showcased, and the impact he's had on so many people in this profession is really, really special. And so certainly, you know, coming here, I've always had so much respect and appreciation for him. And, you know, as we've gone through this process, obviously this is how it kind of ultimately was settled. It was really good communication through the whole process as far as navigating this. Again, you know, challenging circumstances with him being injured at the end of the year, and then just kind of navigating things throughout the whole offseason process. And so, you know, I think, you know, Derek, the people that are a part of his life have communicated really well with the Saints. I think there's been really good communication. So, you know, we feel like it was done the right way.
When did you find that retirement?
Yeah, he, you know, obviously that just kind of came down at this point. Obviously, you know, we were more aware of the injury, you know, recently. And so as you go through that process, again, there's personal components to this that, you know, you want to respect people's process as they go through this. These are challenging circumstances for families. And, you know, Derek's been great through this whole process. Sorry, say again.
Retirement decision that down the last few days or the last week?
Yeah, again, he's kind of communicated mostly with Mickey and those guys as we've gone through this process. And, you know, obviously the last few days, you know, they had those communications and those conversations and made this ultimate decision that felt best for them.
Is it nice to maybe know, again, obviously it's a personal decision, but from your standpoint, that there is clarity now and you know potentially what you have working with this offseason going forward?
Certainly, as you go through this process, every player goes through a lot of challenges during the offseason program. A lot of guys, you know, play NFL seasons and they're hard and they're grinding, and you know, guys go through those recovery processes. We got a lot of guys who are going through injury recoveries as we go through this, and so Derek's just like those guys. Obviously, the clarity will provide, you know, some of those younger quarterbacks a chance to just get ready from a rep standpoint and opportunity standpoint, and obviously those guys will be ready and fired up for that. Again, you know, I feel like it's gone the right way, and it's been a good process. Certainly, as we went through the draft process, we certainly felt like adding a quarterback to that room would have been very valuable under all circumstances. And certainly, as you know, Derek's injury became something. Obviously, there's a little bit more awareness to it, but we were navigating it originally with that plan of if someone fell into a situation that the board fell and that player presented itself, we'd be ready to take a quarterback in a number of situations and cases. And so, you know, certainly we felt like it played out pretty well for us.
Do you feel like you're kind of what we saw today? Just trying out at every spot and
Yeah. Kelvin's going to play a couple of different positions as we go, just kind of let these guys get settled. I think for us, it's just seeing these guys in different body positions. And so certainly he went across the offense line today, and we'll narrow that focus as we go through this process. I think for a lot of our guys, every position, we're trying to expose them to a couple different spots, a couple different environments, and just see how they respond, and then we'll settle in as we go.
Will you do the same thing with Talia Sepulveda? Will he play both sides too?
We'll go through that. This is more like the rookie minicamp focus of these guys, just exposing them to a bunch of different spots, let those guys go, and then you know, we got a couple weeks here as we kind of transition to phase three shortly.
What's it been like for you just to get on the field with this position and actually be able to go through a practice with you guys and how things are coming together?
It's been great. This thing ultimately it feels like a desk job, you know, the first few months, just all the off the field stuff that you're kind of navigating as you go through the draft process, building the roster, building the staff. And so at the end of the day, we all love being out there with the players and helping these guys become the best version of themselves. It was a lot of fun.
The quarterback position as it stands right now, you lose a veteran. Yep. Is that a spot that you may look at addressing in the next few weeks?
We'll certainly have awareness to it. I think there's a number of positions on our roster that as you go through it, we're kind of at that 90 mark now. And so now you're navigating, okay, what veterans are available, what guys were just in our camp that we feel really good about, maybe giving them an extended opportunity as we go through this process. We know this roster will move certainly in the next couple weeks as you kind of finish the OTA phase of this thing. And so, you know, we have three quarterbacks right now. Certainly, in a lot of cases, you have four, not always, but, you know, certainly we're ready if the opportunity presents itself. Yes, he's just navigating a pre-existing thing that felt like a procedure would allow itself to just get ahead of it.
Was that relevant to the ankle injury that he experienced during his final season at the
No.
Pool?
No.
Surgery after the draft?
They just went through a little medical thing, so.
I know that every situation is different, it's personal, but you were a player in this league, you had to make a decision to retire. Maybe, do you reach out to Derek, do you talk to him about, you know, obviously it's a life-changing decision, you know, that it's going to change what he does. I mean, you had to do it at one point, too.
Certainly, everyone goes through this process in their career. Everyone wants to be an NFL football player, and for the guys that get to do it, it's incredible. It's an incredible experience, and there's nothing like it. Naturally, everyone has to transition at some point to something else. Certainly, we're all, you know, are there for Derek in any way we can possibly help as he goes through this process. But he's been phenomenal through this thing. I think this whole organization thinks the world of him. Feels great. Feels like he'll, you know, whatever his next step is, it'll be an incredible experience.
When you were in Dallas, you had Dak Prescott. LA, you had Justin Herbert, and then in Philly, you had Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, now that you don't have a solidified answer at quarterback at present, how different does that feel for you?
It's certainly different just from a rep standpoint, obviously. A lot of times the offseason program, you're kind of focused on, you know, building one guy up for the regular season and allowing the young guys to develop and see where those positions lie. We'll rotate all these guys. We'll give them all opportunities. We'll, I think this whole process, we'll be very patient with it and make sure all these guys get the chances to compete at a really high level. Tyler hopped in here and did an excellent job. You know, for all these guys, a lot of times the rookie main camp, we're not as concerned about the physical component. We've probably evaluated that. We see it on the field a little bit, but just how they're prepared mentally, I thought he's done an excellent job. For these quarterbacks, a lot of times really what you care about is how they command the huddle, command the whole operation when they come in here. Because it's a new system, it's new language, all those things associated with it. He hopped in here and really did an excellent job just taking control of it.
So what are some of the basic things that you're going to see, you know, all of these players here at rookie minicamp?
Yeah, rookie minicamp. I think a lot of it is, again, we've seen a lot of the physical components. We certainly do like seeing them move around and play football finally for an example. But a lot of it's about the classroom, the mental side of this thing, creating really good habits. Again, we were not out there very long. We had 2 7-on-7 periods, one each day. That was really the only component that was somewhat competitive. We really want to put these guys in position that Monday they get into the offseason program with the veterans and they can just go and hopefully put them in a position to be successful that they can build off of this weekend and put them in position to compete, you know, during the phase three components, just from a drill work standpoint and get them ready for training camp.
Are you already looking at Tyler Shuck as your starter for 2025, or do you expect a competition with him?
No, all three quarterbacks. We're going to let all three of these guys roll, and they've all earned these opportunities. We'll let Jake, you know, Spencer and Tyler, all three kind of go through this process. Again, we'll play patience, let these guys compete, let them get into training camp, and, naturally these guys will kind of take care of itself.
Kevin, you've had a little time to spend here in the city. What have you learned since you've been here about the fan base in the city?
Yeah, just an incredible city, really incredible state. I've had so much fun here as our family's kind of spent the last month and a half finally settling in here. It's a really fun place. It's a great community. You know, quickly you recognize, the impact that the people have on this community. Seeing Cam get honored the other day was a really cool experience for me just to see, you know, the impact that these guys have on this community and vice versa, you know, that's a really special thing about this place. And so I've been here as a fan and an opponent, you know, and those are always unique experiences. Now I'm excited to join up on this community and do this thing together.
You were asked about adding a veteran quarterback earlier. Do you believe the starter is already in this group of quarterbacks that are on the roster?
Certainly we feel great about these three guys are going to get a chance to compete, and we'll let them go for it. And we feel like, you know, that's a really good path for us.
Kelly, with Derek's situation, the uncertainty that came on kind of late in that process, and then Tyler obviously not being a member of the team until recently, how did that affect how you would normally come in and install your playbook, get it with the coaching staff? From a timing standpoint, did you have to do any adjusting differently than you otherwise would have?
Not a whole lot different. Early stage of the offseason program, we're just building the foundation. It's really all about building a really strong foundation. A lot of it's focused on the fundamentals of the game, the foundation from a scheme standpoint. Again, we're not in the complex element of this thing. We're really just trying to focus and teach these players just the foundation of it. And that'll build once we go through the OTAs and in the training camp, and this thing will start steering based off the players and who we have out on the field.
When did you find out about Derek's injury, and I guess what did you find out about the severity of it too? That change?
Yeah, just in March, obviously, as we kind of went through this process. And, obviously, once it becomes a medical thing, the doctors are doctors and trainers, and those guys, they're obviously heavily involved in kind of just navigating that space, and certainly not the space that I'm going to have the expertise on. And so you lean on all those communications.
Did you two ever meet in person while he was coming and visiting?
I just missed him because we were doing some pro days, so we were missed us that one time.
You said the communication with the Saints and Carr have been great this whole time, but right for the draft, y'all said y'all were still searching for clarity on our situation. What did that mean exactly? Is it clarity as far as communication, or clarity as far as what is next?
Yeah, purely just medical in the circumstance. From a communication standpoint, everything was great.
When you had those final conversations with them, or when you had it with the front office, how much possibility was given to figuring out a way to get them to play this year? Was that even a consideration, like, you know, in the last week or so?
I think for everyone just talks through every situation and what's best for Derek as he goes through this process. Again, there's certainly avenues, but again, you know, he did everything he could as he's gone through this. He's communicated extremely well. He's worked really hard to put himself in a position, and ultimately, this was the outcome.
And when did you guys find out that the labor was torn for Derek? When did that come?
That was just through the communication of with the doctors and all those guys.
How did y'all perceive, or how did y'all take it whenever he talked about his personal grievances and the injury during that trip sermon a couple of weeks ago?
I don't know all the context of that, but obviously, again, he's been great through this whole process and communicated really well.
Is burn up a lot of the practice, or is that
There's just some navigating. Yeah, he'll be out there, shortly. We're just kind of navigating a few pieces to get him available there. Yeah.
Do you you just referenced places you were before? They maybe had an established quarterback or an established culture in Dallas or in the Chargers and the Eagles. But now this feels kind of like truly with the turnover they've had here, this is Kellen Moore's program, Kellen Moore's vision. I mean, there's responsibility that comes with that, but do you almost embrace that? Not to say that parts of the past are gone and that's good, but that this is really kind of a new path forward just with you.
Well, certainly we've talked a lot about, there's a component of a blank slate here, and we recognize all the good that's gone on here, and there's a lot of really special things, and we don't want to lose any of that through this transition. But again, for guys, it's a great opportunity. It's an exciting opportunity for all these guys to just get out there and go for it and compete and, put yourself in position to be really, really successful. And we feel like we got a great group. This offseason program has been awesome. Just every time we've been around these guys, the energy, the juice, the detail that these guys are going into each and every day. We've had really, really good attendance, and so you can feel it around here.
How does Derek's retirement change your, if it does, if it doesn't, like change your expectations or what's possible?
Yeah, it does not. No.
Kellen, in the back, in terms of building that foundation that you talked about, what did it look like navigating a room full of young quarterbacks? Of course, Spencer and Jacob Diamond Rex there, but this is truly a young quarterback room.
Yep, a young quarterback room, which provides an awesome, awesome opportunity just to kind of help develop these guys at an earlier age probably than a lot of these quarterbacks. And so we feel great. I feel like we've set this room up in a really potentially successful way just with the experience that's in that room with Scott Tolzien, Doug Nussmeier, Scott Linehan. People have been around the quarterback position, played the quarterback position at a really high level in this league. And so we feel like it's just going to be a really, really good developing melting pot for him.
What is your philosophy or quarterback question, but saw Donovan Peoples-Jones out there for tryouts. What do you see in him and what gives you the idea that he'd be a good addition to the roster?
Yeah, it was awesome to see Donovan out there. What the league provides is gives you an opportunity to add a few of these veterans who currently aren't signed to a roster and give them a chance to compete in one of these settings. And so for them to volunteer and give themselves a chance to go for it, I think you just appreciate that so much. He's been a really productive player. Just a couple years ago, he had a ton of catches, ton of production in Cleveland. And so, certainly a guy that when you went through the draft process, he was highly thought of. And, you want to keep an eye on those guys as you kind of go through this journey and give them a chance to compete. I thought he went out there and did an excellent job today. Yeah, again, just like any position, we'll continue to evaluate this thing. Again, we feel like we got a great room there currently right now, a nice little blend of veteran and youthfulness. And so we'll let all those guys compete, go for it. Potentially if something presented itself, we'll make the adjustment when needed.
The way Carr's injury unfolded, did it take you by surprise at any point? Because when you're talking to you at owners meetings, you seem pretty optimistic that he's going to be.
Well, certainly we feel really highly of Derek as a player and a person, and so we're really, really excited about that opportunity. Again, like a lot of players, they navigate a lot of things as they go through this journey, and certainly this offseason, he's navigated a lot, and so you certainly recognize that, sympathize with that. He's been great through this whole process. When you sometimes have to adjust make a turn here, that's all part of this profession, and you got to be ready to adjust.
What is your philosophy on potentially starting a rookie QB versus a guy that has experience starting in the NFL? The things you look for to be able to identify, okay, this guy is ready?
I think at the end of the day, once we get on the field and we start, playing preseason games, these guys are all at the same level, same situation, and we'll let these guys compete. A lot of times they'll let this thing play itself out, and someone will rise as you go through this process. And we feel like we got three great candidates here right now.
Is there anything like from
you having been a quarterback before and having been in some situations that most that a lot of coaches maybe don't necessarily resonate with in the way that these guys, is there something that's like specific that you might be looking for as a former quarterback from these young quarterbacks that would kind of trigger you like, yeah, this guy's ready?
Well, I would say, you know, the physical component is something certainly we'll all gravitate to. We'll love to see the throws, the completions, the distance the ball's thrown, all those sorts of things. I think a lot of it comes into the operation and the way they operate the offense, the way they communicate with everyone on the field. Again, the quarterback has no choice. It's a leadership role, and there's no real way around that. And so it's really, really important to see these guys take ownership and go for it. And so, you know, that really comes alive when you get into training camp and pads, when you get into preseason games, and all of us get to the sideline and let these guys roll, and so you know, we feel good about that.
What do you see as the
must be a good core right there.
what do you see, just having been through it now coaching, as maybe examples of the biggest challenges of getting a rookie ready, or as a rookie ready to potentially try to start in September?
I think naturally it's just reps. It's just reps and experience. And, you know, again, there's going to be plenty of adversity and, you know, moments of failure through a preseason and a training camp. And I think it's all about growth opportunities and continue to grow and continue to develop. And, you know, Dak was a rookie in Dallas when he started, and he was a you know, obviously a fourth round pick and probably wasn't anticipating being the starter that year. You know, and so these guys all come from different paths and different navigations. And, you know, we just want to give these guys an opportunity to go compete. And we feel like we got three really good ones.
You have time for two more.
What do you think about Devin Neal and the competitive environment you've seen so far?
Say that again?
What do you think about Devin Neal and your impressions of him so far?
Yeah, Devin was a really attractive guy during the draft process. Just his production, the person. I feel like we got a guy who's just got a great feel for the game. And so we're excited to team up with him. Felt like he did an awesome job out there. Again, as you come out there, you just want to see these guys moving around if he looks great. And so excited to have him join that running back room.
Do you think Kyler's maturity and the amount of football he's been around could help with that, leading to the operation and the behind-the-scenes stuff? Does it make him maybe a little more ready for it than maybe a younger guy?
For a number of people, you know, playing under center on occasion, playing out of a huddle on occasion, using a cadence on occasion, some quarterbacks have been exposed to some of those elements. Not that they can't quickly learn them. Tyler's certainly been around that for a really long time, been exposed to a lot of different systems. Again, I think one of the impressive components of this weekend is him going in there and just taking command of the huddle, calling plays really confidently, decisive, and getting the line of scrimmage.
Thanks, Coach. Locker room's open.
All right. Thanks, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just heard in its entirety, exclusively here on the Big 870 WWL, the press conference with Saints head coach Kellen Moore addressing not only the rookie minicamp period, tryout camp. You heard him also talk a little bit about Donovan Peoples-Jones, who, man, I remember when he was in high school, highly recruited player, went to Michigan. The Saints have him in on a tryout to see if he can resurrect his career after having some solid seasons with the Cleveland Browns.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.